Since the turn of the new year, rumours have been circulating that United plan to employ a director of football by the time the 1920 season rolls around. United are looking to adapt the club infrastructure to fit in with the modern day game. After all, the proof is in the pudding of the benefits of installing a director. Just look at the likes of Sevilla. When they were relegated to the Segunda Liga in 2000, they bought in former player Monchi in hopes of revitalising the club's internal infrastructure. He was given two objectives: develop the club's youth system and implement a vast scouting policy inside and outside of Spain. Over the next decade, he created a network of over 700 scouts and he made a profit of over 200 million in transfers for the club. Sergio Ramos, Dani Alves, Ivan Rakitic, Jose Antonio Reyes and Jesus Navas were just a few of the players that Monchi brought to the club before being shipped out to other clubs for massive profit. So the question beckons: who is the man for the role at United? If the rumours are to be believed that current Leipzig director of football, Paul Mitchell, is the number one choice for the job. His history of recruitment would make him a perfect fit for United under Solskjaer, and today we are going to take a look at why this is the case. What will Mitchell's role at the club be? It's important to define exactly what Mitchell's role is going to be at United. Essentially, Mitchell will be responsible for the medium and long-term strategy at the club, meaning that the role will fit in nicely with the philosophy of Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Solskjaer's placed an emphasis on youth since taking over as caretaker manager, with the likes of Greenwood, Garner and Tahith Chong all being handed debuts in the short amount of time he's been at the helm. A massive issue United faced under Mourinho was the emphasis placed on short-term solutions. The likes of Ibra, Matic and even Alexis Sanchez were all brought into the side to make an immediate impact. There was no look into next season with these players. With Mitchell, United would continue to spend big but on young players with a ceiling for a massive potential. Mitchell's extensive scouting career began in 2010 with his former club NK Dons. He was a defender for the club and he was forced to hang up his boots at the age of 27, but he was quickly drafted in by Carl Robinson to become the head of recruitment. He then took the role as head of recruitment in 2012 at Southampton by playing a massive role in their promotion to the Premier League. During his final window at St Mary's, he earned them £111 million in outgoing transfers for players, most of which were scouted by Mitchell. Following this, he was offered the technical director job at Spurs, where he brought in former colleague Mauricio Pochettino as manager. As well as this, Mitchell was responsible for the likes of Dele Alli, Toby Alderweireld and Kieran Trippier being brought into the club. Mitchell now plies his trade in Germany with RB Leipzig, which is a club with a reputation for signing the brightest prospects in world football. Using this extensive scouting network, Mitchell was able to obtain the likes of Timo Werner, Bremer, Emil Forsberg, Kahuna, among others, to Eastern Germany, as Leipzig finished second in their debut season in the competition. What makes Mitchell an attractive prospect for United is his ability to seek out young talent at reasonable prices. Werner was purchased from Stuttgart for a modest €10 million. The striker's current valuation is €60 to €80 million. During the summer transfer window alone, the average age of a player Leipzig purchases is only 19, further proving his desire to invest in young players with a high ceiling. So why now? There have been rumours circulating for years as to whether or not Manchester United should implement a technical or sporting director. The move for one would probably have come far earlier if Jose Mourinho would not have been appointed as manager. Jose made his feelings towards the idea of a technical director very clear over the past few years. He believes only a manager and staff should have say in transfer dealings and squad selection, and there's no need for a middleman. This ideology was not matched by the board. However, they were willing to give Jose full control given his track record of delivering trophies the way he wants. As we now know, this wasn't meant to be. Jose clashed heavily with United board in the summer of 2018 over the lack of transfer dealings. Godin and Maguire were two of Jose's targets that Woodward was not able to deliver, leading Jose to vent his frustration in the media. Now, with Ole at the wheel, there appears to be a smooth relationship among the coaching staff and the hierarchy, meaning that perhaps now is the perfect time to smooth Mitchell into the role over the next season or two. In my opinion, Paul Mitchell would be a fantastic appointment. He's worked his way up through the ranks. He's done his apprenticeship at the likes of MK Dons. He proved what he could do at the helm at Southampton. Southampton are now a relegation threatened side, and they was nowhere near that when Paul Mitchell was technical director. The reason that you're seeing all of these players move to Liverpool is because Mitchell did the hard stuff scouting them. Not only that, when he moved to Tottenham and he signed the likes of the players that Tottenham have managed to bring in on very good value for money, he also oversaw the development of some of their local homegrown talent. The likes of Harry Kane came through because there was a plan in place which Paul Mitchell had a hand in. And what's going on at Leipzig? They are scouring the earth, finding the very best in up-and-coming talent. The likes of Upamecano, for starters, they're now getting quoted at £7,500 million transfer valuations. I think it fits the Glazers' economic model to bring in someone like this who could focus on bringing in 18, 19, 20-year-olds before they really hit their peak and making them into superstars. For me, Paul Mitchell would be the ultimate buffer between a board that doesn't really know what it's doing in terms of football and a manager that we all want to see succeeding, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. We need a football man at the helm. We need someone that's got extensive contacts and a good relationship with clubs. Woodward has proved that he can get signings over the line, but he doesn't seem to me to go and get those astute signings that Manchester United used to be known for. Where's the Cantona for $1 million? Where's the Solskjaer for $1.5 million? Those are the signings that I believe Paul Mitchell could deliver if he was given the opportunity. We need a director of football. This is the guy that the press think is going to happen. This is the guy that I hope happens. Let me know your thoughts in the comments below. Do United need a director of football? Is there anybody else that you think should be in the running for this job? I'll see you in the next one.